so many other questions. What's your favorite music? And I was going to be, or what's your theme song? And I was going to be like, you know, Eye of the Tiger and sing a little, whatever. I had so many things that could have happened.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself.
What? You already know about me from my bio. What are we doing? So, what was that?
You just turned into Vladimir. Vladimir.
I did a little Dracula. Everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! We are riding down the River Rapids today, going super, super fast. Cosmo, yes. As my producer, how are you feeling in the canoe?
You know what? The turbulence is crazy. The speed force is, I can feel it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going to happen. So
honestly, I think I'm on super speed because the like everything is kicking in right now. Like right? I've had so much caffeine. I feel wired. I'm awake. We're going to be here all day today in the canoe.
I'm drinking this thing called Melting Force.
They're amazing.
Say that?
You can, because I love them so much.
Yeah, we would like really want them to like send us some more stuff.
We've been in talks. we've been talking. So
this show is not sponsored by.
It's not sponsored by yet. But speaking of, we've been talking. We have a very special guest today that I have been like trying to follow, like the world map of like where you've all been, mm-hmm. and been like, okay, how do I get them on the show for probably like 6 months now?
Legit.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, right. So joining us today is Rachel Pizzolatto.
Hi.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, Pizzolatto.
Yes.
Correct.
Nice. Yes. You got it right. So the reason I say that is because you are always like in a different state, in a different place. Like, mm-hmm. like I blink and you're in another country.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's how life works. Yeah, I mean, I like to stay busy because when I'm not busy, I'm bored.
Yes,
and when I'm bored, it's just, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work out. Life does not.
Mm-mm. I'm 100% the same. Mm-mm. Where it's like you're always like saying yes to every opportunity, jumping from place to place, and like it's so exciting.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I turned all my hobbies into my job, and that's kind of like how I'm able to stay so content with everything that I do. I'm just not working, you know, like everything that I do, I really love to the max. Acting, modeling, all the, you know, sciencey things and going to Fit Expo and all the conventions. I just love it. And I'm also a people person. So like I feed off the souls of people. No, I'm just kidding. you know, like their energy is contagious. So, you know, whenever I'm on set, I meet like a billion different people. I'm like, ooh, hello, janitor. Hi, hello. I'm just kind of like a rabbit. I'm like, oh my God, energy. And it just feeds me. So if I don't have people around me, it's
It's gone. I 100% relate to that, where it's like if you're not in the same like room creating with people, it's just not the same energy.
It's not.
But downtime is important, I will say.
100%. Yeah.
But it's tough because I feel like if I give myself too much downtime, I get sad.
Me too.
I'm like, oh, me too. I could be doing something right now.
Me too. Yeah. I get FOMO. Very bad FOMO. You know, I'll see one of my friends over wherever and I'm like, oh, I'm at home. Mm-hmm. I could be there right now.
You're like, did I really need that now?
Did I need that? Exactly. Yeah,
I could be in Mykonos right now.
You know? Sometimes the rare times that I say no to things, mm-hmm. I always regret it.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I always say I wish I would have done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? I'm very curious now, like what has led you to saying no in the past?
What you said, like mental health days, kind of just kind of, you know, like I'm not feeling it. I'm too tired. Ah, like auditions, you know, sometimes it's just kind of tiring to put on a full face of makeup after you've already gone throughout your whole day and you get a last minute audition, but it's a big one. And it's like, do I do it? Do I not? And then sometimes you take a nap and then you forget all about it or whatever. And I'm like, dang, I wish I would have done it. Or I wish I would have gone to that event and met that person or done, you know, just like I don't take every opportunity, but that's rare, super rare. And then I regret it instantly.
It's also kind of good to not take everything because like, have you felt the pain of being too available?
Yes, because then you're in high demand. So I get it. But also like if you see like the stars that are big right now, they're everywhere. You know, they're they're not super in high demand, but you'll see them on every carpet. Yeah. So like at the same time, they're taking every opportunity.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword because I used to do all the red carpets and say yes to everything and do like the New York Fashion Week, the London Fashion Week, the LA, the Texas.
Yeah.
And I personally found for me that like saying yes to it all, they stopped offering like the perks for it. And maybe it's different for you because like times are different. And I feel like runway is like really picking up again in the US after the pandemic. But like, yeah, it's the extra bonuses of like the getting paid and, you know, them providing lunch. It is completely changed.
Oh my God, lunch.
Honestly, if you provide me lunch, I will be there.
Lunch.
Yes.
Like, and not just like a sad little Subway sandwich. No,
like a lunch.
Yes.
Like a lunch.
Like I'm not wanting lobster either. Like, I'm realistic. Like I'm,
pasta,
you know
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a chicken and a salad.
Good steak, a filet.
Right? Right? Like, you know, I'll take low pay for a good lunch.
No, heck yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
Hey. Okay. A good lunch, though.
That's one of the things I miss is craft service. And, like, let me know. I've been blessed to be on set and there'd be, like, amazing craft service.
Yeah.
Along with the actors.
Yeah.
And like, that's cool. That's cool.
There was this one time I was an extra on this really big, amazing set. And I will never forget the crafty because it was that good. Really? And I was, like, a nobody on the set. I was, like, dressed up as like a stripper. They just needed me in the background. Girl, and I was like,
I dressed up as a stripper.
Okay. You know, like they gave me that high Ariana pony, slicked everything back. Yeah, it was like, and I was just like an extra. I wasn't even in the shot at all. Like it got completely cut. The movie I didn't even get a credit for. I tried to ask them for it later.
What,
and I was like, whatever. What?
Girl. Oh, you weren't in it.
Well, so even if you're in it, you still should get the credit. But for sure. They messed up my contract because that was one of my like contract.
But you can go in on IMDb and add it yourself.
You can. You can. But I mean, now that I'm outing myself, I probably shouldn't.
You should. You should. Man, I really like push that IMDb.
Because you need them.
Yeah, you need to. And then like every Getty, put that on there.
Yeah.
You know, like every famous person that I meet, slap it on. So, I mean, like, I literally, like, my IMDb is like my portfolio. It's like everything, every social media thing that I've ever done, every modeling, acting, whatever it is, slap that on there. And then it goes up, you know, a couple points.
Dang.
So it works. Yeah. Add it yourself.
I was going to say, really do you go in and do it yourself?
Absolutely.
Or do you have someone
if
else?
They don't do it within like 2 months, I add it myself. And then I keep like, hey, where's that IMDb? Where'd I credit? Where'd it?
Dang.
And then I add it and then I show them and they're like, oh, it's wrong or whatever. Sometimes I mess it up so that they can go in and fix it and do it.
Smart.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, you know what I mean? Like
aren't you going to do it
We got to really push because people lose track of like who's who. Yeah. They have new projects. They forget about you. So you got to really do it yourself.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like, I've had to do it a couple times for different things, but I didn't try with that one. And I think just because I was an extra, so it's not really worth it. It's not worth the battle. It was kind of like, eh, whatever. My friend got me on the set. But I'm curious to know, though, because, like, you have done so many different things. You've been on so many different sets, whether it's, like, modeling, acting, all of the above.
Of it,
is there something that maybe somebody looking at your social media wouldn't know about you? Like, it doesn't have to be your big DeLulu, but I'm curious, like,
DeLulu.
What's something that, like, maybe the viewers wouldn't know?
Okay, let's see. Fun fact about me.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've got 6 dogs.
Oh, my God. What?
I feel like people know about that, though. You know, like, I post my puppies all the time. No? You don't know about
that? I've never seen that you have a dog.
I worked at an animal shelter, and my mom worked at an animal shelter for a long time, like, since I was... I don't know, 5. And we just kind of, well, what we would do, we would go in and I would feed all the dogs and clean them or whatever and walk them. That's the main thing. It's like, you got to walk them. You got to get them outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom was always working on like the death row ones, the ones that weren't going to make it. And she would give them their last little hugs and kisses. And if they looked like they didn't have like, you know, a bad skin condition, or even if they did, even if they were just kind of missing a leg and they were about to go, she would stick them in her bra and leave out the back. And then we would accumulate like 150 dogs over our lifetime. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Like 20 dogs at a time.
Wow.
And, you know, they would live for another 5, 10-ish. Yeah, just about 10 years past the like date that they were supposed to.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. No, me and my mom, we love animals. And, you know, like if we could rescue them all, we would.
Wow. Yeah. How do you have time to take care of? You must have like really good neighbors. Or,
like, yeah. Dang. So for the longest time before coming to LA, like I was in school. I was normal. You know, I was normal. I was doing the school thing or whatever. We took care of the animals. It was great. That was my mom's one passion.
Are you talking about like high school or college?
Yeah. So high school, this actually wasn't that long ago. It was like 3 years ago.
Dang. You know? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So my mom's one passion was like the dogs, and we have one cat too. Mm-hmm. And so she would always just, you know, wake up with the dogs in the bed, and like, I'm telling you, these dogs rule the world, like, you know, on the couch, table food. That's why they would live so long. They're like, yeah. me. You know, like, they're so happy because they got anything they want. Yeah. So yeah, my mom lived and breathed for these dogs, and so now they're getting like pretty old. They're not like super duper old, but they're probably about 9 or 10 each, so they're slowly going to pass. Yeah. But that's fine. It's fine because they've lived a great life. Right, they really have. Right. They live, you know, 5 or 10 years past. So we have my nephew? I don't know. Family friend.
Yeah.
Come in, and he does the dogs, and he plays with them, whatever, mm-hmm. and there you go. But wow. You know, my parents are always home to, you know, tackle the dogs. So.
But you don't, do you live in California?
Okay, big thing. I pack and unpack my bags in New Orleans. Yes, I just live out of a suitcase. Yeah, so okay. I live in New Orleans. And, you know, my brother is a football player there at Tulane. Parents mm-hmm. live there. My whole family lives there.
Wait, is he going to be a Saint?
Hopefully.
Who dat said gonna be that saint? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, starting lineman at Tulane. So hopefully NFL. Yeah. You never know.
That was my mom's team. She's from New Orleans. So really? It's like, yeah, I love that. I gotta support her forever.
Yeah. So that's his big dream. Robbie, brother, is a football player. Mom is a dog addict. My dad is just kind of the overall handyman, and cool. He supports me 24/7. He does like a lot of the social media, like all the filming.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, Dad, take this video. He just loves it. He's obsessed with just like everything that I do. So it's wonderful.
That's cool.
And so it's kind of a whole family thing.
Yeah, I love that your family is so supportive.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, like, my dad is retired, and my mom has dementia, so she comes with me everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they have to. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, they kind of
have. No, they really
to.
Love it. They do love it. It's a chance for my mom to get out of the house, meet new people. Mm-hmm. Because if she wasn't with me, I swear she would be on a couch or, you know, in a room doing nothing, and she would never walk or talk to people. So I'm telling you, like, this is how she's going to get better. It's is with me.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying, like, put her in a home, do this. I'm like, I just can't. No. You know what I mean? It's just like, I can't do it. No, you know, I'd rather she snaps out of it every, you know, couple hours, and for 5 minutes, she's back.
Wow.
To her normal self, you know? Awesome. And so I talked to her. I'm like, Mom, this is what's going on. You know, like, you've been doing this. And I update her on her diagnosis, you know? Mm. And she's like, really?
She has to be reminded of her diagnosis.
Yes. But it's so cool because she'll flip out. She'll flip in. She'll flip out of it.
Whoa.
And so no one really sees it except for me because I'm with her 24/7. Uh-huh. So for that 5 minutes, I tell her exactly what's going on. This is what's been happening, blah, blah, blah. What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. I ask her every single day, what do you want to do? She's like, I would rather be with you every day than be stuck in a home, because the moment I'm in a home, I'm gone. That's it. You know? So I'm like, all right, cool, Mom.
Yeah.
So then she comes with me. Ugh. You know, until she says otherwise, then that's when it changes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Also, it's not for other people to make comments on like where like
people do.
They don't know her. Yeah. Or you. So it's awful when people give unsolicited advice, especially that they don't know about. You don't know the context. You don't know the situation.
So it's like, I am putting in her home and my heart, and wherever my heart is where she's at. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
People sometimes are so awful.
They are.
Thankful. I was wondering like how you possibly deal with like a lot of the hate comments and like that sort of thing. But
at all.
You don't seem fazed, mm-hmm. and you just kind of, mm-hmm. have mm-hmm. you always been on social media? Like,
No, kind of.
Yeah.
So I got Mythbusters when I was 14, but that was just my dad posting videos of me just kind of doing things. Mm-hmm. I was building decks. I was doing 3D printing, and I was doing like, I was building houses and working on cars. Everything that I do right now, I was doing as a 14 year old. And then I also had like patent pending inventions. I was going to science fair. I was doing all these cool things. And so my dad just whipped out the phone, and he was like, no editing, no sound, no nothing, and just put it on YouTube. And so, you know, I went on the news a couple times for these things, and then Mythbusters found me. So I guess that was like my social media.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been around the block since I was like 14.
Wow.
But I didn't start taking social media seriously until about, let's see, like maybe last 2 years when I came to LA and I'm like, all right, there's a content house bringing me here. There's a premiere here and there's a this. And I'm just getting into these things. Like, I don't even have to try anymore. It's just like, oh, Rachel Pizzolatto, invite her. I'm like, oh. Okay, cool. That's maybe cool. I should really do this thing.
Yeah.
So then I posted like six or seven. I hate that. God, I hate that trend. I know. So I would post literally six to eight times a day, and I would gain so many followers in a month. I'm like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Quantity over quality. I mean, I love the quality posts, but also I have so much content in my camera roll that I can do 6 to 8 posts a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I started taking it seriously.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't know about you till what convention was it? Because I've known we mutually knew Albert Ortega.
Albert, yeah.
And then
I just talked to Albert.
I talked to him at the Fit Expo.
He's like, what you doing today? I'm like, Dare Taylor's podcast. He's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you got together. I'm like, yes, Albert, I know you've been
I forced it.
Yeah, I love it.
No, he's so wonderful. I actually asked him if he would want to come on and do an episode.
No way.
And he wants to. But I think he's getting like a little shy about it because he's like, well, is it like he's getting a little shy? And I'm like, you are not shy.
No, he's not at all.
He is like best red carpet shooter I've ever met because he makes you feel so comfortable when you're up there. Mm-hmm. Like, he really stood out to me at like Babes in Toyland forever ago when I went, and I was like, you have a good vibe.
Yeah.
And then he told me about you, and I was kind of like, okay, yeah, cool. And then we met at LACC like,
oh, okay,
like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
I like that thing that you're doing.
I'm like racking my brain for the
that's great. I like that.
It helps me.
Exporting right now.
Yeah.
She's downloading.
It's also like a vocal warm-up too, loading. If you want to like get it about it. He essentially introduced me to you, so I followed you on social media. We met each other there. And then we just kind of like kept running into each other at the con circuits because that's all I do is like go into the con circuits all the time. So it's kind of cool.
We were supposed to be in a movie. What movie was that?
Wax Man. So
I have a story. We ain't got a story.
I don't know if I should tell you because I don't want you to like feel weird about it.
No, tell me.
Let's feel weird.
Okay. What's going on, Delulu?
So,
were you casted for my part?
You booked my part.
How?
I submitted a year before.
Wait a minute, you're the one?
No. So what happened was I was approached to play a podcaster. Because I already have a podcast. So they asked me to read for it. Then they were like, give us a British accent. And I was like, okay. So I hired.
Hit it.
I know.
Hello, Dow.
I can't. It's not very good.
Oh, it is so good.
Mine's very Adele. I love Adele. I love her so much. But I even remember one of the words. Hypnagogic was one of the words.
Hypnagogic.
It's hypnagogic. And so I hired a dialect coach and like worked with him.
Oh,
I really did. And then they asked me to like submit photos to like make a poster and do all this stuff. And then they just said I wasn't what they were looking for. They wanted somebody with an authentic British accent. They decided, and I had no issue with it. They were going to give me like a different, smaller part. And I was kind of like, whatever. And then I found out that they gave it to you. So I was like, well, you can't, you know, it works, sometimes it doesn't. And it's like, there's not much you can do about it. But then it also, I was up for an award somewhere else. So then I just kind of was like, so you know what? It all shook out.
Okay.
And my own personal short film that I wrote, produced, and starred in is like winning a bunch of awards. So it all worked out. Like, I'm not weird about it. It was just really funny that it shook out that way. And you're asking me about it?
That's sick. I think our British accents are super similar though.
It was fantastic, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the look. Maybe I didn't have the look that they wanted.
They changed my look completely.
They wanted a goth girl.
I'm not goth.
I even did like a nose ring. I could send you my tape. Like I had a good tape.
You did? But I didn't know she was goth. I just did a podcast vibe and. Yeah. I recorded mine on like an old camcord, and so it had like graininess and stuff. It was actually really cool. I wish I would have like used that instead of theirs.
Mine
was pretty cool.
But no harm, no foul. Yeah, like, yeah, This literally happens all the time in the industry. Is that like, because we're not in the room anymore auditioning with people, you'll constantly find that like, it'll be like you and somebody else and like, they'll get one, then you'll get one. It's so normal. It is funny.
It happened with the Hemsworth brothers.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. They're both like auditioned for Thor. And then also Tom Hiddleston too. Like Loki, he auditioned. There's tapes out there of him with blonde hair doing the thing with the hammer.
With the hammer? Yeah.
And then what's his name? Killian Murphy. Mm-hmm. He auditioned for Batman. Yeah. And then Christian Bale got it, you know? So it's crazy.
It shakes out with typecasting, you know? Yeah. But right, like, what can you do?
You're right.
It all worked out. It all worked out.
Exactly.
I'm surprised they chose me though, because I'm not goth at all. I'm like the opposite.
I mean, do you see me? I'm literally wearing pink right now. I have played a goth in another. I weirdly got picked up for a different film as a goth. So like, I did get to play one.
Yeah,
I had like tattoos. I had like the nose piercing, good. And they got me a stunt double, which was really cool because I like fall down this hill.
Yeah.
So like, it all works out in the end. And
I think what might have won me over to them is I can get super angry.
Oh, super interesting.
Angry. Like, the character, she's freaking nuts. She's like, you know, someone would come in the room and I can't curse in here, but it says F the Lou, like, like that. I would bang on the table and my hair would go flying and stuff. And I'm like, you know, and so I'm just a raging bee, you know?
I wonder if raging bee. They must have rewrote then, because that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just hated everyone in the movie. And it was so much fun because I just.
That's wild. Really? They must have rewrote because that. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like, it was like F the Lou or whatever. Just whatever it is. I don't curse ever, you know? So, especially in real life or anything. And so it was my one time. My one time.
There you go. Nice.
And I did.
I get it. That. I have and a thing where, like,
I loved it.
I wonder if they did rewrites then. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like they're constantly doing rewrites and constantly changing things. Which is great. Always, but so
it's fun though. I've never been such a raging person in my life. And, you know, sometimes I would just go, like, you know, riff it off and I just, whatever it is, they're like, that was great. Thank you. I really put my effort into it.
Like, you're like, I felt it in my soul.
It was fun. I loved it.
Aww.
I wish I would have, like, you know, been in the movie, though.
Yeah, I think I wish I would have been there, too. Like, it would have been really fun on set. Because the last film that we technically both were in, but we never saw each other, was Three Killer Pigs. Because, like, they kept.
You were in Three Killer Pigs.
I was. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know.
You were at the premiere, girl.
But did I see you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, my bad.
We both
uh-huh. Welcome to the
my
world.
Bad.
Welcome
my
to
bad, the world. My bad, my bad, my bad.
And the premiere wasn't even that big.
You're right.
I can't remember. I was the girl in the car. I was the pink girl in the car.
I still lied. I know exactly who you are. I got it.
So I was in
the only car scene that mattered. Right. I got it. My brain fart. There we go.
But yeah, Three Killer Pigs was really cool. That was a really fun one that they've done. And I know they have a couple like other concepts that they want to run by me and have, you know.
Collaborate on. Wait, so we have there's like three or four that me and Thomas were talking about. So yeah, we might be in another one.
Yeah, I got to touch base because I haven't gotten back to them quite yet, just because like.
Okay.
When your own projects and own things kind of like start taking off and doing well, it's really hard to like justify doing other people's projects that are a bit smaller.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
But it also depends on the role and the thing. And like, you kind of get that where it's like, sometimes you got to pick and choose
100%
what stuff. Cause you can't do it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We can try. We will try. Hey.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to do it all.
We're just going to do it all.
Yeah.
I used to try to do it all, but now I'm doing a little less of all. I'm kind of locking in a little bit, you know?
Hey, no, I've realized that like taking time to yourself and truly locking in on what you have is honestly the best thing because, you know, numbers go up, people see you, blah, blah, blah. It's not the same people over and over and over.
No.
You know,
especially when you dabble in new things, it's a new audience.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is there a big overarching goal that you have that you're like, oh, this is the thing I really want to do.
The goal, for sure. I'm already in the modeling space. So, you know, other than I've been a guest girl, so that was great.
That's cool.
You know, getting back into that. But Victoria's Secret is at the top.
Yeah.
Let's see, like a Nike sporty feel, maybe a Free People, maybe, you know, something like that. So just bigger campaigns and stuff like that for sure. And that comes with agencies and test shoots and this and that. So I've been working on that. I just got a new agent, Natural Models. So they've been extremely amazing. And, you know, just it really helps when a modeling agency says, wow, you look great. Yeah, I need to change nothing. Go do some test shoots. Let's try. You know what I mean? That's great. When they're like, oh, let me check your measurements and stuff. I'm like, girl, you know, like, girl, let's not do that. No, I'm just kidding. Like, they really, when they really love your look, they really believe in you. And they're like, all right, go do some shoots. We'll get back to you in a minute. And then we'll book you on some stuff. I love that. And that's how awesome. Natural Models is right now. So
amazing. They're perfect.
That's exactly who I wanted to be with. So booked, done, ready to go. Let's go. So that's in the pot. But the overall thing would be like, a superhero movie like Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, they're crashing the next Wonder Woman.
Yeah. They said that they don't want Gal.
Right?
No, so, Gal Gadot, she out.
Like a Wonder Woman or
a villain.
Maybe a villain too. I'm also really tall, so that could work.
Like, you know, like Catwoman.
Like Poison a Catwoman Ivy. Vibe. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So something that is bad ASS and it has some stunts, it's got beauty, it's got brains, it's got a little everything in there. So that's why I called myself Beauty and Brains with a Twist, because you got a little bit of everything in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the perfect amalgamation of like all the things that you do, right? Exactly, because like it involves like the stunt work and you've done stunts for films, right? For a bit?
Yeah. I just filmed one. Let's see. It was called, I like that.
Yep.
Encounters. That was with Mike O'Hearn and okay, I don't know if I can spoil it. We're not spoiling it. But what was she? Like an assassin. She was an assassin. Ooh. So I just did some really cool, like, you know, flippy doos and a kip up to a split and all the things. I had a knife.
Nice.
And I was fighting Mike O'Hearn.
Okay, I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Is that, like, did you do gymnastics as a kid?
I was a trampolinist. I was a national champion trampolinist. And that actually doesn't happen. Like, gymnastics doesn't happen because I'm so tall. Like, you'll never catch someone this tall doing gymnastics, like, ever. You know, Simone is, what?
Petite.
5'11".
Yeah.
So I'm a whole foot taller than her. But the cool thing about trampoline is that my lines look really pretty. Mm. Like, super pretty. I jump twice as high as almost everyone else. So, you know, I'm over the banner when you're looking at, you know, from the judging, you're, like, I'm over the thing. And then my lines are just like, when I kick out, it's, and it takes so long to get down. So you can see like perfectly every skill in the air, whereas someone a little bit shorter goes, whatever it is. So that's like the only advantage that I have is that, you know, I just look a little bird-like.
Yeah, you got more height. That's natural ability.
And then that kind of just went into stunts. I'm able to throw things on the floor, back handsprings, back tucks, front flips, side flips, swords, whatever it is. I just throw it. Swords. Hopefully it works.
Have you done like official stunt training?
Technically, yes. That's cool. And I'm currently working with people who are just doing the thing. Mm-hmm. But I want to do wires. I want to, you know, like get into a harness and really
get ripped back.
Yeah. So I've done a lot of random side quests, like circus training and like all these random things that are going to work out to be like Marvel, DC movie, whatever it is. But we're just kind of waiting for the right moment.
There's a couple of companies out there in LA. I'll get you the names of them later, but they create stuff for you real. So like an action scene, fight scene, drama, horror. That's the best. So those are pretty cool.
There's so many schools out here. I mean, I'm sure in New Orleans too, there's got to be a lot.
New Orleans is just, it's not the hot spot.
No.
It's the hot spot to make films, not to cast films.
It's a nice place to go, you know? Especially in the Cajun down in the swamp.
Yeah.
I want to go so bad because the burlesque festivals there are incredible. I'll get there at some point. Yeah, that's kind of like my new Delulu hyperfixation is that I did.
Wait, that's cool.
Right? I did a burlesque routine as Velma and it went really well. I debuted with like
did you
3 months.
The fan
together thing
and stuff?
I didn't do any fans.
Okay.
I had a butt window. Okay. So, but it was like this big reveal moment where like I take this like skirt piece off and you're like, oh, nothing. You couldn't see anything.
Yeah,
and they turn around, there's a huge butt window. So you can like see my cute little cheeks poking through the skirt. So it was very funny.
Wait, that's cool.
And my act has gone viral every single time I post it. Like the one video has 8 million views, which is nuts. And like, it's really paved the way for me to like get into all these festivals and like all these stages really want me to be at them. And there's a really big one in New Orleans that I kind of want to do at some point. But
wait, and,
we'll
and
see.
Where is
we'll
this
see.
Video?
Every time I post it, it pops off. So it's like on TikTok. It's at on my backup TikTok. It's at 8 million.
That's able to be on TikTok.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What? Because it's like an official stage performance.
Okay.
Right. I've also posted stuff where like swim week, you can get away with swim week when you're in a swimsuit.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Uh-uh. What are you hashtagging?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh. Nothing. See, I'm very careful about what hashtags I use. Because certain ones will get you flagged.
Oh, like, no, I don't. When I do swimsuit or anything, I don't put anything in the caption.
Interesting.
Nothing. And I get like this thing, what's it called? Two things. Permanently banned. I've been permanently banned like 40 times, not kidding. And then I get it back every time. But anyways, and then there's ineligible to reach a wider audience. What is
it?
Reach a wider audience.
It's like ineligible, like you can't put it on
ineligible
the FYP
for,
or whatever.
For your page or something. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I get that every time. Do you get that?
Interesting. Sometimes? So I do sometimes, but anytime I'm like up on a stage, and you can see like the audience members. Yeah. It's like their algorithm can clock that like it's a performance. It's like a
thing.
You're picked for that thing. It's not just you in your pool in a bikini.
Right.
And I always keep the caption like very professional, like, you know, and I it works. I don't know. It's working, but I have it on both TikTok. My TikTok accounts. I have it on my Instagram right now. It just hit 800,000. Hmm. Yeah, it's everywhere and it's every time just like shooting off. So I've been really DeLulu on that lately, just like in it. Is there a new venture that you've had recently come up that's just you're really
singing.
Obsessed with? Okay.
Singing. So I just did a romance movie called Once Upon a Dream. It was like one of my first ever romance movies. And I've never kissed a person on screen. So that was my first like, wow, you know, like, well, I was scared.
I was scared
because my audience is not like that. And I'm not like that. It's just, but it was so cute. It's like Cinderella and it's just adorable. Mm. You know, you lose your little anklet and you come, adorable. So watch the movie Once Upon a Dream. Mm-hmm. And it's giving like Bollywood. It's got singing. It's got dancing. Nice. Like Grease. Ah. Imagine Grease. That. And then, you know, like the hair was big. Everything was just beautiful. You know, they made me look like a princess. Mm. And I'm so excited for this to come out. It's hopefully going to come out maybe this Valentine's, maybe this Easter. Hopefully Valentine's, but I don't know if they can get pre-production done.
Gotcha.
Anyways.
Gotcha.
So when I was filming that, they did like, someone did the audio recording of the songs before I even signed on. They're like, here's the songs, here's the this. I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, we get into filming the dance routines and I'm singing the songs. And so I was in my trailer singing the songs and the director comes in and he's like, who's that? I'm like, no one. And he's like, wow, you can sing. You got to sing the songs. So hopefully we're going to sing the songs in the movie.
Nice.
And yeah, there's like four or five songs. So we're going to sing them all.
I'm so jealous. Yeah. I love it.
I'm like, oh my God, my first ever movie with singing and dancing. Yeah. And I'm singing the songs. And I've never sang before in my life.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm a private singer, like, you know, bathroom and shower. But I can belt like nobody's business.
Dang. Okay.
So, I mean, hopefully it works out. I don't know. And my thing is like, I hate auto-tune. I'm not an auto-tune girly. So if I don't sound good like this, I'm not going to like it. I don't want auto-tune. So, you know, I've never been in a studio. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to go for it.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to
go for it. No auto-tune. Come on. No. Maybe a little, you know, just fix.
I mean, they'll
but, like,
use
you know
it for
what I mean.
Pitch correction.
Right. But like, if I suck, I suck. You know what I mean? Like, you have to let me know I suck.
Yeah.
Don't fix it with auto-tune.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So hopefully I don't suck.
I think if you go in with having like a good attitude like you usually do and having fun, I think that will kind of like outshine anything. It's when you get like nervous.
Yeah. I'm more excited than anything. If you leave me alone and I can't see anyone, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
But the moment I see someone, I'm like, turn around.
You're like, let me just have a moment.
Turn around.
Exactly. You know, you're like, let me just.
Yeah.
So that's so awesome. Yeah. Honestly, that's like one of my big acting like dreams, like bucket list things is that like, I really hope that I get picked up for a musical. Like, I would love to know who is like your favorite actor that you like aspire to be. Cause like mine's Anna Kendrick. I'm obsessed with her. She's from Maine. I'm from Minnesota. I've met her at the dive bar I go to. Love her. She's super cool. Like, is there anybody that's kind of like in your wheelhouse?
So a lot of people compare me to Hedy Lamarr. Do you know who that is?
Oh.
So Hedy Lamarr was, she paved the way for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. I think it might have been more Bluetooth. But she was an actress, a model, a singer, a this, an inventor, a this, a this, this. And she did all of it. And, you know, just people tell me, oh, my God, you're Hedy Lamarr. You're Hedy Lamarr. I'm like, oh. Yes. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Like a good one.
Yeah, like a good one. But someone I really like love the whole vibe of them is The Rock. I truly love how he's able to become different characters but always stay himself.
Right.
I don't know how to explain it. He's just, you know what I mean?
He morphs into different characters.
Right. But I subtly.
Subtly, yeah. Subtly. I had the same conversation about like Tom Cruise and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford.
Or like Jack Black.
But like Jack Black. But like when Harrison Ford does like Indiana Jones, I see Indiana Jones. I don't see Harrison Ford. When he did Han Solo, came back from Han Solo.
Right.
I'm like, there's Han Solo. Uh-huh. But he doesn't act like that in any other movie.
Right.
Same with Tom Cruise. When he's Ethan Hunt, he's Ethan Hunt. But when he's like doing Jack Reacher, that is not Ethan Hunt.
Yes, exactly.
Even though it's the same type of movie.
Another person, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's one of my favorites.
Oh my God, I've got so
many. Why are we the same?
I love Jim Carrey. I've got so many weird faces, like insane faces, and I can move every muscle in my face. Swear, every muscle in my face. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, sometimes I look at a face that Jim Carrey can make, like the Grinch. I'm like,
I'm going to master that one.
So big inspiration.
He's another icon. Definitely like top for me as well. I also really love Robin Williams. He's another one that like hits me in the feelings just because he was very like emotionally driven. And I'm very much so driven by like my emotions than anything else. But I'm curious for you, like what are you driven by? Like what is the thing that like helps you like get up every day? Or like is it like the constantly doing new things? Mm-hmm. Is it like you enjoy just being publicly out there and meeting with people? Yeah.
It's a few things. Three things. So one is the unexpectedness of it all. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know where you're going to be, what you're going to do. I like catching a flight and just going and no hotel, no car, no nothing.
Thank
we
you.
Go.
Wow, you know, really?
That's the way
I
to
love
do
the unexpectedness and that just gets me excited, especially in LA. You know, someone will call you that night and they're like, hey, can you meet? Yes, I will be there. Thank you. Bye. Like, you know, like you hop in your car and you go. Yes. I love the unexpectedness. Hmm. And then also just the passion, like it being a hobby and then turning into something that pays the bills and this and that. And also like, you know, I've got passive income so I can do what I truly love without being desperate or, you know, I need to make it. Yes, I will make it because I love it. The passion for it is there. If I continue to do it, it's going to happen and I don't have to stress about, oh my God, like I need to take this role that's going to not be good for me. No, I don't need to. I'm good. Yeah. I'll take the role that I really want. And I love creating new projects with people who are passionate about what they do and what they're making. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be in a cool movie, even if it pays me $0.
Yep.
Give it to me. I would rather be in a really cool movie and make nothing than a, you know, bad movie that I don't want to do and make everything.
I believe that's in sacrifices. It's just like,
exactly.
If it tickles your pickle, then do it.
Exactly.
Then
go
with the flow.
Yeah. And also like the last one is I've got so much support from my family that it makes me happy. You know, like my family has urged me to go chase my dreams. You know, I was in high school. I got accepted into every single college. I was nerdiest of the nerd. I swear, nerd. You know, perfect score in the ACT and the this, got into MIT and all these. So my dad was like, you're going to college. I'm like, okay, I'm going to college. But dad, like, what if I, like, you know, I was like, you know, dad, what if I, you know, I'm only young for so long. What if I go do acting and modeling in LA and around the world? And he's like, no. Okay. He gave in pretty quick because I was doing LSU online and I was still pursuing everything that I wanted to pursue. Mm-hmm. But instead, I was, you know, taking the route that I'm able to take for the next 5 to 10 years. And hopefully, if I make it, great. If not, I did it. You know, I'm still here. I am on the exact path that I want to take.
Yep.
This is it. People ask me, what do you want to do?
Everything.
This.
Oh.
Right
I'm
now.
Currently doing.
I'm currently doing it. You know, if it happens, it happens. But this is what I want to do. I'm here and I'll continue to do the acting, the modeling, the social media until it becomes something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life has a way of preparing you for something that you're going to be able to do in the future, or what you want to do in the future. So everything that you go on, the struggles, the hardships, the stuff that you learn and equip, it's just going to be so beneficial at the end. It's like college and school. You're gearing up. You're learning for that job.
So this is my university.
Exactly.
You know, I'm taking those 4 years. And
People
then,
University.
Yeah. People or University.
Experience University.
Yeah.
I think that's so important that you said that too, that like you're right exactly where you want to be. Yeah. And I think a lot of people that watch this show kind of get caught up in the like, how do I get there? How do I do what you do? And I think like a great takeaway from this episode is that like sometimes you just have to try it. You just have to do it. You have to take the risks. And I mean, make sure, you know, don't put yourself in a bad situation.
Take a calculated risk.
Yeah, take a calculated risk. But like, you know, we started somewhere, you know, and it wasn't where we're at now. Yeah. And if you would have asked me 3 years ago, if like, oh, would that be where you want to be? Yes.
Yes.
Like, this is where exactly I wanted to be 3 years ago. And now I'm already thinking of where do I want to be in the next 5 years and the 10. And it's so, so important that you touch base with yourself and push yourself to try new things. Yeah. So if you got nothing out of this, there you go.
You're right.
My favorite quote is from Christopher Walken in a movie.
Uh-oh.
I think it was The Prophecy. And it goes, do or forever wish you had.
Yeah.
No regrets. That's another thing I live by. Yep. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yep.
And then I'm going to regret not doing it.
I don't want to be 80 years old and thinking about, damn.
Exactly. Damn, I should have. We're doing it.
Should have done it.
Should have, could have, would have.
So then is one of the goals in the future to move to LA and be here?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the,
Yeah, I mean, I would want to take my whole family because mom. But yes.
And dogs.
And
dogs.
And the poppers. But I mean, I'm almost 22. So I think like the 22nd year, here we go. I'm going to spend a lot more time here. And I practically live here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I fly in whenever I need. On my auditions, I say I'm from Los Angeles. You know, like I live here. I really do. And, you know, you'll catch me in New York, Miami, LA, cross country, wherever. But I don't really have a home base. I mean, I live with my parents in New Orleans. But I'm just a nomad.
But so you can go where the work is.
I can go where the work is. Yeah, I'm always on a flight. Always on a flight. And I love a flight. Catch up on my sleep, catch up on my socials, charge, do the thing. There's no one, there's people around me, but like, goodbye. I don't know any of you. I can do whatever I want. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like my house. My house is the airport.
like, I live on this plane.
But if I could move here, I would right now. And I might.
Yeah. I mean, that's honestly
I got a bag packed. Go live with someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's an IKEA down in Burbank, and then you know, there's Amazon.
I've lived in my car before. I've lived at the Burbank Planet Fitness. I've lived on the side of the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I can live wherever I want.
You're like, I'm mobile. It's fine.
I'm a cardboard box.
You're like, I'll make anything work.
A suitcase. I will stuff myself in a suitcase, and it'll work.
They'll be like, I'll stick it in here. It's fine.
I'll stick here. It's fine.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can make that move out here soon because, like, honestly, for me, that's what, like, really skyrocketed so many things just being, oh, my gosh, being out here. Yes. But I'm from Florida, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
Originally from Minnesota, but, like, I did the Orlando theme parks for a couple years. So, like, I worked in entertainment at Walt Disney World, met somebody out here. And then, like, as soon as I moved out here, it's like, everything skyrocketed because like you said, people call you at the drop of a hat and they want you at something like that night or tomorrow or the day after. And it's like, unfortunately, if you're like not boots on the ground here, a lot of times they skip you and it stinks. But like, luckily, I think you're doing good. Like you're already doing pretty good. Thank like, I wouldn't sweat it too much, but definitely like,
no, it's something I want to do.
You know, the sooner you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more opportunities I feel like.
You're right. You're right. And I just the motivation. Do you realize, like, when you're in Los Angeles, there's content creators, there's actors, there's this, there's that, there's entrepreneurs, there's like every sort of people. So, you know, you go to the grocery store and they're like,
And you know,
who are you?
Yeah.
You know, I've moved out here and I ran into a lot of celebrities and people that most people that moved out here that moved back home were like, LA sucks. I didn't mean it. I didn't see a dance star, blah, 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 this and that. And they constantly trash about LA. And then I'm just
I hear it so much. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just want to say from a person that's born and raised in San Diego. All right, I'm talking to that person.
That one guy that in our one comment guy section. That comment
is like,
we know who you are.
I have nothing against San Diego, but I'm just like, for me, it's boring, it's lazy, it's retirementville, it's beaches and stuff like that. It's not me. I want to go out and do things. I want to be involved. I want to be creative. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have too much creativity in my heart to just sit down and wear sandals and go to the beach and then go to La Jolla.
Me too.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
And it's very fast paced here. And I love it. I love the fact, like New York, I go to New York for, you know, fashion week and there's this, and I'm like,
I've been to New York once and I've already felt like the energy and the vibe. I'm like,
I love it. Yeah. So much. Yeah. I love it.
I love the idea. Like, one of my manifestations for the next couple of years is like, I really want to book something in New York to say that I've lived in New York. Like, yes. I have no actual desire to like live, breathe, be in New York all the time. But I want to have that experience to be like, yes, I did this show. It was amazing, but the winter sucked and I'm glad I'm back in LA. You know, I want that story.
I've been in New York in the winter and it's good. Nope.
You were born and raised in New Orleans,
but you know, I've been in New York with the snow and it's great. No. Oh, I love it.
You're born and raised in an igloo. No, just kidding. But like Minnesota. Yeah. No, I hate the snow.
Really?
I'm a really good driver in it, or used to be. But like, you know,
I can't stand
it's bad thing.
I can't stand the California dryness, but I do. I miss.
You're right.
I do miss the the New Orleans, like, just the humidity.
Yeah, I love the
people,
humidity.
The music, mm-hmm. the theme. Like, when you set foot in New Orleans and you're just
You got walking, jazz music happening already. Like,
you forget
airport.
About everything.
Yeah.
I mean, like screw it's traffic. It's
and you gain 20 pounds, right?
But you're sweating it off.
Hey! You're right.
You're sweating it off.
You're right.
It's a beautiful place. I definitely got to take everybody there. I got still got family over there, so.
Yeah.
New Orleans is
sounds like we need to go. Sounds like we need to just take the trip. Mardi Gras.
I got a friend that does gator tours and he's them like marshmallows.
Oh, nice.
And they come right up.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, I used to know a guy that did Gatorland in Orlando, but like it was never worth going to. Like,
no.
He's my favorite because he's got a Cajun accent and it helps me with my Gambit, you know, cosplay.
Yeah.
So every time I talk, he's like, what up, Bob? Are you doing all right? I'm like, I'm doing all right, man. He's like, yeah. So I'm just out here getting this blah, 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 and this. Yeah. And just like talking like really smooth. I'm like, all right, cool. Now, can you tone it down just a little bit? Because Gamma has a soft spot. You know, so mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah, I can do that real well. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, thank you very much. I got what I need.
You just start making the squinty eyes and the mouth open of like, what are you saying?
What are you saying?
What?
I do that to customers now at my other job. So, you know, I just.
What?
It's what? Working anywhere is a great place to.
What
are you talking about?
I'm real good at that face. I'm like, I'm sorry. What
did you say?
What? When all the words is one giant word and they just slam them all together, I'm like, articulation. This is why I went to college for communication, because I hit those T's really hard. Yeah, I mean, you've done pageants and stuff, so like you know what it's like to really talk proper and say the correct thing at the correct time.
Okay, hold on. I just won Miss Swimsuit USA.
You did, yes.
And you know why? Because I talk just like this.
Exactly.
Nice.
Just like this with the hand movements and this and that. And I was talking about, oh my God, it was so stupid. I was on stage and what did I say? I was so stupid. I ended it with like, yeah, baby.
Oh no.
And I won.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. See, I used to have that problem too when I would be meeting with guests at Disney because you'd get started to talk to them and get excited and blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I will never forget my trainer who is teaching me how to portray Anna from Frozen. She would tell me that like the best way to end a sentence if you feel like it's going on too long is to just go, and it was really great.
Mm.
And to this day, I use that as an interview hack where I'll be talking about things and going on and I'll forget where I am going. I'll be in the Delulu canoe being like, how do I get in this river rapid? And they'll just go, and it was really great. And it gets me out of it every time. But yeah, I'm baby done. Is a good.
Yeah, baby.
That's
yeah,
a good, baby. Good second place.
And I won. I won awesome. The game. It's a me.
Awesome.
I mean,
they're like, you know what? You were up there. You were talking like no one was in the crowd. And that's why we liked you. I was like, well, thank you.
I mean, being natural.
That would not win. Yeah. Like Miss Universe. But yeah.
It's a great thing when everyone else is like a robot in a way.
Yeah. I forgot that I was even on stage and it just kind of happened.
Like, oh. Fun.
Yeah. And then I walked up, I was like, yeah, baby. Yeah.
That should be like your slogan now. I was like, yeah, baby. Yeah,
whatever I said, like, go LSU. Whatever I said, it was so stupid. Yeah. Oh, God.
Was it for onstage question?
Yeah.
That's why onstage question is the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know. It stresses me out so much. Like, I don't do pageants anymore that have that preliminary because I'm like, But like onstage question, it's like, I would love to see the president have to do that. You know, they're asking us stuff that I would love for these questions to be targeted to somebody else. But we're not going to get political. I swear. I promise. But onstage question is just, it's just ridiculous.
I love onstage question when it's not that question. Well, okay, they asked me about myself. They already I did the walk and everything, and they said my bio, and I did another walk, and they said my bio, and I'm like, I'm reiterating the exact same thing that you just said, so I had to make it a little different. Because they're like, oh, if you could do this, what would you do? I was like, well, I'm already doing it. So let me figure out what I'm doing. So I just kind of said whatever else that I could say without saying my bio, and that's what came out. But I had like so many other questions. What's your favorite music? And I was gonna be, or what's your theme song? And I was gonna be like, you know, Eye of the Tiger and sing a little, whatever. I had so many things that could have happened.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself.
What? You already know about me from my bio. What are we doing? So, what was that?
You just turned into Vladimir. Vladimir.
I did the little Dracula.
The little Dracula is okay. Yeah.
So, gosh, onstage question. Love it.
See, at least they were fun questions.
It was fun questions. Oh, God.
The last one, because I did.
No political.
Yeah, no political, but I did some other, like, version of like below Miss America.
Yeah, yeah.
And they asked me like, how would I fix the economy in balance?
Why?
And I was like,
normal people don't even know this.
Exactly.
Why? Such a difficult question.
So I will take the like, what's your favorite color over like, why are the, you know, why is the American flag red, white, and blue? Tell me the history of it. You know, like when they go that far, I'm like, you don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to answer this.
It's like, all I know is Selena and Betsy Ross like sewed it. And, like, she
just
had
thought those
circuit.
Colors yeah. were yeah. badass.
They were awesome, and, man. Red, white, and blue.
It was the blood, bruises, and like the sky of the war.
Yes. So bad. That's the onstage questions I get. Yes. I'm just like, oh,
I
love it.
I love awkward.
Yeah. Awkward I could have gotten anything else. Anything else.
Right, right. But speaking of hating it here, just kidding. That's a terrible segue. Where can people follow you on social media if for some reason they weren't paying attention at all and don't know that you're on social media?
Well, that sucks. But you can follow my Instagram, Beauty and Brains with a Twist, my Twitter, BrainTwist2112. My YouTube is just my name, Rachel Pizzolatto. My TikTok, Rachel_Pizzolatto. And then everything, Snapchat, at it's ITS, Rachel Piz. And then everything else is just my name, Rachel Pizzolatto. And then we got BeautyandBrainsWithATwist.com.
Amazing. Dope. And Cosmo, where can everybody check you out online?
On the Cosmo Network on YouTube. It's awesome. I'm there. Shows, stuff. It's crazy. It's great. And then TikTok, Cosmo Tayson. And then Instagram, Cosmo 666. There's an E at the end of Cosmo, so don't forget the E. You'll get the Cosmo thing with Neil deGrasse Tyson. It happens all the damn time. But I'm winning that war. Anyways, cool.
Yeah, you are. And you can check me out on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official, with the blue check mark. And in the bio, where all the links are, is my website. So you can tap that and find all that fun stuff that's there. Thank you all so much for joining us in the Delulu Canoe. We are going to take this on over to Patreon, where some of you have asked Rachel some amazing questions.
Oh, really?
So we're going to take you down the river rapids to Patreon.
I like it.
Yeah?
Okay, cool. I'm ready. Let's
be sure to stay Delulu, everyone, because it's the Salulu. Bye!